You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Campus and Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. Burnaby is located on the ancestral and unceded homelands of the Haukamalum and Squamish-speaking peoples. Good morning or afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you're all having a lovely start to your day or a lovely end to your day, wherever you're tuning in from. For those of you that have never heard my voice before, hi, I am Rebecca and I am the public affairs intern here at the station. And you can hear some of my other content on Intravenous. For the next hour, I will be your host, and today I predominantly just have music to share today. I do have one main topic that I want to sort of talk about because it's really been circulating the news in the UK this past week, and if you've tuned into some of my other open mics recently, you know I've really been into giving sort of a rundown of what's happening in the UK just because it's where I'm from and I like to keep in the loop over here. But the one topic that has kind of grabbed all the headlines this past week has been that there is a call for a new general election in the UK. And I thought that was very fitting considering last week I kind of spoke a bit about the breakdown of parliament and government and how it all works. And then the week before that, I spoke about like a news rundown and there were some topics to do with parliament and a new bill that's being debated tomorrow. So I thought it would be quite interesting to talk about. But the music I have today is a lot of strong indie rock. I have recently just gone back to my indie playlist the last couple of weeks, so I have picked out some really good songs that I hope you'll all enjoy, as well as what's new on the playlist that I've kind of enjoyed listening to. So I do have some indie pop and some slower songs towards the end of the hour here, so stay tuned in. But before we get talking into what is happening within UK politics, I'm going to start with two sets of music. So starting us off, we've got some of my long-term staple indie rock songs that I don't think will ever leave my playlist. They are from two of my favorite bands in the UK. So I've picked two songs from the English band The Hunna, which I have played before on my open mics, and one from the Welsh band Catfish and the Bottlemen. So we'll start off with the song from the Catfish and the Bottlemen. Now, they have been around a while. They were formed back in 2007. But their debut album actually released in 2014, and they were steadily actually releasing music until around 2021, 2022, when there was some controversy within the band and they kind of took a hiatus, but they came back actually this year for a famous summer festival called Reading and Leeds Festival, and they headlined there and have kind of been brought back together. So the first song we are going to be listening to is by them, called Long Shot, off of their album The Balance that was released in 2019. So I hope you guys all enjoy.
Go ahead and tell me you got all you want. Fiverr says you're wrong, and I suppose you've come down to help me move things along. And we lapped it up and we're wise enough to know how it goes. Forgive me, honey, but we're wise enough to know how it goes. Forgive me, honey, 'cause we know this feeling all a little too well. Listen, we're you feel. And I suppose you've come down to help me. I'd see through the real, why we laughed it up, I'm a wise enough. town to town. You know that it's you that I need around. And if you're walking downtown, then I'm coming round for you, for you. I keep on love, I keep on love, I keep on love, I keep on love. It's never enough, it's never enough, it's never enough. It's never enough, it's never enough, it's never enough. It's never enough, it's never enough, it's never enough.
And welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. You are currently tuned into Open Mic. And that song we just heard was called Never Enough by the band The Hanna. And we heard another song by them just before that as well called Alive. Now, that they were both off of the 2018 album 100. And The Hanna is an English band that comes from Watford in Hertfordshire, which is just north of kind of central London. And they were formed back in 2015, but I definitely recommend checking out their 2018 and 2019 albums. They have some really cool songs on there, which I have played multiple of them throughout my open mics. And just a reminder that the song before that, which we heard, was called Long Shot by the Welsh band Catfish and the Bottlemen off their 2019 album, The Balance. Now, this next set of music is fully from the playlist, actually, here at the station, with some different songs that I've discovered, going from pop rock to punk rock to indie rock. They're all fairly newly added, and I've just been sort of sifting through and finding ones that I really enjoy listening to. So we are starting off with the artist King Stingray, which is hailing all the way from Australia. And they have been releasing music since the pandemic in 2020. But this is off of their latest album released this year called For the Dreams. And it's the song Light Up the Path. And it is a pop rock song, which I hope you all enjoy listening to.
We'll be right back.
that was the song Alien by the three-piece band from Chicago, Dehd, which is spelled D-E-H-D, off of their latest album, Poetry. And just before that, we heard from the Toronto-based band, The Meringues, which I have played before, but this is the song, well, this was the song Shambles off of the album Pavlova's Dog. And just to recap that, before that, we heard the song Light Up the Path by the Australian artist King Stingray off of their latest album For the Dreams. Now, sort of getting into the topic that I said we would talk about in terms of what is happening in the UK at the moment, politically. So there is a petition going around to call for a new election in the UK just after 5 months of the new government, which was our Labour government. So this petition is, it's any British citizen or UK resident can set up a petition on the UK government or Parliament website for any issue that they want to raise. And if it passes 10,000 signatures, it will receive a response from the government, and anything over 100,000 signatures will be considered up for a debate in Parliament. So this petition that started, I think it was about just over a week ago, yeah, on November 20th, and it is accusing the Labour government of breaking promises and calling for a new general election. So when you open the petition, it reads, "I would like there to be another general election. I believe the current Labour government has gone back on the promises they laid out in the lead up to the last election." Now, as of right now, it has just gathered over 2.8 million signatures, making it the third highest petition since 2010. The other two were both to do with Brexit. So there was a petition back in 2016 that called for a second Brexit referendum to take place, and that managed to get 4.2 million signatures. And then in 2019, there